I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Ramon Calderon. He's a musician and music producer, and Solar Banner, who is also a music producer, and they've got a concert coming up Friday, the 4th of March. That's tomorrow. It's called Cuba Next Exit, and it's a cappella and scat Cuban music. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Bueno. Yeah, thank you.
So a cappella Cuban music, I mean, that's the kind of, we'll hear some of it in a minute, but that's basically music that often imitates the instruments of Cuban music, but it's all done with the voice and the hands. Yeah. Does this have a long history in Cuba?
Sí, ya desde 1700 a 1800, cuando en Cuba los españoles no dejaban tocar tambores.
Yeah, from the 1600s to the 1800s, when the Spanish did not allow the African people to play the drums. So the grandfathers and the fathers would transmit the African rhythms through the voice, with voice. And later on in the 1800s, in the 1900s, with the French influence, so then the music was also transmitted through not only by the voice, but with the piano and also with other instruments as well. And so even then, even though it was already being done in Cuba, when Bobby McFerrin came out in the 1980s, he then continued to influence musicians in Cuba to continue on in this genre of música con la boca.
Because Bobby McFerrin was so successful and so compelling in doing this a cappella music, which was incredibly wide-ranging.
Yeah, la única diferencia es que Bobby McFerrin, él estudió en la universidad. Y entonces estudió lo que es la música a cappella.
So, and of course, the difference is that Bobby McFerrin studied at the university, and he basically studied música a cappella, which was, you know, choral, and was based more in harmony, where, you know, when we do música con la boca in Cuba, we're based more in rhythm and in the tambor.
Interesting. So this concert, Cuba Next Exit, you're calling it a musical event for the whole family. It's not just going to be you singing and doing rhythmic music, rhythmic Cuban music, a cappella, but also a kind of explanatory narrative about all of this.
Sí, nosotros vamos a combinar un poco.
Yeah, we're going to concentrate a little bit of the concert on how it all came about and how I subconsciously, when I was in Cuba, picked up this method of making música con la boca.
Y entonces si vas a tocar una rumba.
Well, it's like, for instance, if I'm going to play a rumba, then I go into a little bit of the history of the rumba, but also into the instrumentation of the rumba. And every instrument has a different rhythm. And when you bring all of these instruments together, then what you have is the polyrhythm. So when I was a child, I had to learn each one by one, so that I could remember this. So that's what I want to be able to show the children in this concert, is how each instrument has its own rhythm, its own sound, and how each one is played singularly, and then how each one of those sounds by itself.
Por ejemplo, en la rumba hay una clave que hace. Hay un tambor salidor que hace. Hay otro que hace. Como mismo hace la voz, como mismo hace la mano. Mm-hmm. Así se aprende. Entonces, cuando todo se une, se hace la polirrítmica. Otra cosa más.
So, for instance, we have different ethnic groups that have come to Cuba, and each ethnic group brings its own form of music along with their culture and their languages.
And their own set of rhythms.
And their own set of rhythms.
You just gave a little example of some of the sounds you're going to make. As one person, you can show us and teach us each one of the polyrhythms, but can you do them all together at the same time?
Well, for instance, I can do at least three instruments at a time.
So as one person, you can simultaneously represent three instruments?
Three instruments at a time. But for instance, in a group like vocal sampling, where they do each one specifically at a time, then that's different.
So you've got a group of all these different people, each one essentially being a human instrument without playing an instrument. You are the instrument.
Yeah, pero yo lo que hice, aparte de esto, ¿no? Fui a un estudio de grabación.
For instance, like I went into a studio and I was able to record each instrument separately so that I would be able to use all the instruments at the same time along with me in the concert.
And then sing over it.
And then sing over it.
So we'll be hearing some of that too.
Yeah.
So this is all Cuba Next Exit. And of course, that's a sign on the highway on 25, Cuba Next Exit. A cappella and scat Cuban music. It's a family event on Friday at the James A. Little Theater. That's tomorrow. You can get tickets at the Candyman or at El Farol. You can get tickets at the door as well. For more information, you can call 204-5811. Ramon Calderon and Solar Banner, thank you both for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.
And now let's hear some music.
Papague de Belgaso, papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Ulale opale, papague de Belgaso, papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Ulale opale, papague de Belgaso, papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Ulale opale, papague de Belgaso, papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Ulale opale, papague de Belgaso, papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Ulale opale, papague de Belgaso. Papague de Belgaso, la vie est toute moi. Culare au palais.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.